Seems like the reflection on the 32 parts of the body is missing several parts. It's for nose, muscle, sex organs, etc. Is it meant to be comprehensive, or is it just the ugly bits? it's not meant to be comprehensive. I think even the Buddha knew there are other parts. I think the Buddha, particularly in the Buddha's time, part of it was having a fairly representative bits of the body. One in terms of the like with the elements, the material elements, the earth elements. So, hair of the head, hair of the body, nails, teeth, skin. These are all and internal organs are all solid, solid bits. And then sweat, blood, tears. These are all. The liquid bits, sort of the fluid element. And so that's seeing it in terms of, one can then also investigate it in terms of elements. Also that with the it is interesting in terms of the first five hair of the head, hair of the body, nails, teeth, skin. In terms of a human body, that's actually all you see. It gets differentiated into other things. But when you actually see somebody, that's it. Hair of the head, hair of the body, nails, teeth, skin. And you think, as we spend inordinate amounts of time and resources in reshaping, configuring, looking at them. And I said, oh, okay. Hair of the head, hair of the body, nails, teeth, skin. That's really simple. So there's a lot of these contemplations are for helping the mind to be simplified, and also even, in the sense that it's interesting in the Satipatthana Sutta. When the Buddha, that's one of the meditations that the Buddha explains, and the word that's used is asubha, so unattractive. It's asubha gamata, unattractive, and when what? But the way that the image that the Buddha gives, and the simile, is. A sack or a bag, open at one end, that has all these different grains in it, so that there's hill rice and paddy rice and there's green beans, there's red beans, there's and so there's all these different types of grains, and it's sort of, and it's more so that the image is more pointing to an evenness, so that rather than getting excited about an attractive red bean, there's an evenness there. So in the same way, just contemplating the body, so that one looks and sees, oh yeah, there's hair of the head, hair of the body. Nails, teeth, skin. There's a very neutral. It's not that exciting, really. So it gives a coolness that we can experience.